Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, Thailand focuses on economic reform instead of economic stimulus, and Malaysia considers a casino as part of its plans to boost Forest City in the special economic zone. Plus, we'll have more on Malaysia's ongoing discussions about the casino. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics. We start off with a look at Thailand's economy, which has been struggling to recover from the pandemic-induced economic crisis of 2020 to 21. The new Thai government is urgently searching for ways to boost economic growth, as GDP growth has contracted more in Thailand compared to regional peers like Indonesia and Vietnam. The World Bank recently downgraded Thailand's growth forecast for 2024 and 2025. For more on this, we turn to our economics correspondent. What were the main factors that caused Thailand's economy to be hit harder than its neighbors during the pandemic?
Thailand's economy is more dependent on exports in general compared to Indonesia and Vietnam. But the biggest factor was Thailand's heavy reliance on tourism income. International travel ground to a halt during the pandemic, delivering a severe blow to Thailand's large tourism sector, which had been a key driver of economic growth. This left Thailand more exposed than regional peers that have more diversified economies.
So how is the new Thai government planning to address the growth challenges? Are they considering economic stimulus measures?
The new coalition government, led by the Pheu Thai Party, definitely wants to inject more fiscal and monetary stimulus into the economy to try to raise the growth rate in the near term. However, many economists argue that rather than just short-term stimulus, what Thailand really needs is to focus on long-term structural economic reforms. Reforms that can raise productivity growth and competitiveness.
What kinds of economic reforms should be the priority for Thailand to boost long-term growth potential?
Thailand needs to invest heavily in upgrading its human capital through improvements in its education system and worker training programs. The country has been stuck in a middle-income trap and needs to move up the value chain into higher productivity industries and services. Thailand also needs to reduce the regulatory burden on businesses, improve infrastructure, and foster innovation and technology adoption. Political instability has hindered reform momentum in the past.
Those all sound like important priorities for Thailand's long-term economic development. But in the short term, how likely is the new government to pursue this reform agenda versus opting for quicker stimulus measures?
I suspect we will see the new Thai government pursue a mix of both short-term stimulus and longer-term reform initiatives. The political pressure to show results and raise growth in the near term will be strong. But there is also growing recognition, including within the Pheu Thai Party, that Thailand needs to embrace serious structural reforms to raise productivity and competitiveness. However, the risk is that short-term stimulus gets the priority, while tougher reforms get delayed once again.
We will have to see how the new Thai government's economic agenda plays out. Thank you to our economics correspondent for that insightful analysis. Shifting our focus to Malaysia, the country is considering allowing a casino to operate in the massive Forest City development project in Johor, which could help revitalize the troubled reclaimed islands. The casino proposal is part of discussions for a special economic zone between Johor and Singapore to facilitate movement of goods and people. For more, we're joined by our economics correspondent. What can you tell us about this potential casino and the meetings that have taken place so far?
Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim recently met with business leaders Vincent Tan and Lim Kok Thai, who runs the Genting Group at Forest City. The Johor Sultan, who is now also Malaysia's king, was represented at this meeting as well. Genting already operates Malaysia's only existing casino and has a major integrated resort in Singapore. Gaming is apparently one of the key sectors being considered for the special economic zone at Forest City. Opening a casino there could provide a major boost to the $128 billion development, which has struggled with low occupancy despite claims of strong property sales.
But a casino seems like it would be politically controversial in Muslim-majority Malaysia. What are the potential obstacles?
You're absolutely right, David. Gambling is prohibited in Islam, so allowing a new casino could prompt backlash from the Malay Muslim majority, which the government is already struggling to win over after recent state elections. However, proponents argue that Malaysia's existing casino in Genting Highlands has operated for over 50 years without issues, as Muslims are barred from the gaming areas but can still enjoy other attractions. A casino could be a major draw for high-value visitors to Johor and have positive spillover effects for the local economy.
How significant could the economic impact be for the government? Is that a factor in their considerations?
It's definitely a factor. The existing Genting Casino contributed nearly 5 billion ringgit, or over $1 billion, to government coffers annually before the pandemic. A similar boost would help ease the budget pressures on Prime Minister Anwar's administration, which is struggling with high debt levels inherited from the previous government. Analysts believe a Johor casino wouldn't necessarily cannibalize Singapore's gaming revenues, as they serve a different market. But it remains a politically sensitive issue that will have to be navigated carefully.
Fascinating insights. We'll be watching closely to see if this casino proposal moves forward as part of the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone. Speaking of which, Malaysia is considering allowing a casino to operate in the massive Forest City development project in Johor in a bid to revitalize the troubled reclaimed islands. The casino proposal is part of discussions for a special economic zone between Johor and Singapore to facilitate movement of goods and people. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. What can you tell us about this potential casino and the meetings that have taken place?
Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim recently met with business leaders Vincent Tan of Berjaya Corp and Lim Kok Thai of Genting Group at Forest City. The Johor Sultan, who is now serving as Malaysia's king, was also represented at this meeting in mid-April. Genting already operates Malaysia's only existing casino, as well as Resorts World Sentosa in Singapore. Sources say gaming is one of the key sectors being considered for the special economic zone in Forest City. The idea is that a casino would be a major draw to boost the commercial viability of the development.
But a casino seems like it could be politically controversial in Muslim-majority Malaysia. What are the potential challenges?
Indeed, a second casino could face backlash from the Malay Muslim majority, which the Anwar government is already struggling to win over after recent state elections. However, proponents argue it would provide a big economic boost to Johor. The existing Genting Highlands casino has operated for over 50 years without issues, as Muslims are barred from the gaming areas but can still enjoy other attractions. A new casino resort could have major spillover effects, attracting high-value visitors to support other commercial sectors in Johor.
How would a new casino impact the existing gaming resorts in the region, like Genting's properties in Malaysia and Singapore?
Analysts believe a Forest City casino would likely serve a different market than Genting Highlands, which mainly draws visitors from the Klang Valley area. They also expect Resorts World Sentosa in Singapore, with its unique landscape and customer base, could absorb any potential loss of business. Ultimately, a new casino resort could provide a much-needed fiscal boost, as the Anwar administration struggles with over RM.5 trillion in inherited government debt and liabilities.
The massive Forest City project certainly seems to need a shot in the arm. Although developers claim 70% of properties are sold, it has repeatedly been called a ghost town due to low occupancy. A casino could be the attraction needed to make it commercially viable if the political challenges can be overcome. In fact, Malaysia is now considering allowing a casino to operate in the massive Forest City development project in Johor, which could help revitalize the troubled reclaimed islands. Sources say this proposal is part of discussions for a special economic zone between Johor and Singapore. For more on this story, we turn to our economics correspondent Bella. What can you tell us about this potential casino and the meeting that took place to discuss it?
Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim recently met with business leaders Vincent Tan and Lim Kok Thai at Forest City, along with representatives of the Johor Sultan. The discussions focused on proposals for a special economic zone and financial zone in Forest City, with gaming being one of the key sectors that could be promoted. Opening a casino there is seen by some as a way to boost the struggling development, which has been called a ghost town, due to low occupancy, despite claims that 70% of properties have been sold.
But a casino could be politically sensitive in Muslim-majority Malaysia. How might the government and public react to this idea?
It's true that gambling is prohibited in Islam, so a new casino could prompt backlash from the Malay Muslim majority that largely backed the opposition in recent state elections. However, Malaysia's existing casino in Genting Highlands has operated for over 50 years without major issues, as Muslims are barred from the gaming halls but can still enjoy other attractions. Proponents argue a casino would have major spillover effects, attracting high-value individuals and boosting commercial sectors in Johor.
What kind of economic impact could a new casino have for the region and the country as a whole?
Before the pandemic, Genting Malaysia's operations, mainly its Highland Resort, contributed nearly 5 billion ringgit to government coffers annually. A similar boost from a Forest City casino could help ease the new administration's fiscal struggles, as it works to rein in deficits after inheriting over 1.5 trillion ringgit in debt and liabilities. Analysts believe it likely wouldn't cannibalize business from Genting's existing operations in Malaysia and Singapore, which cater to different markets.
It will be interesting to see how the Johor Casino proposal unfolds, with the Malaysian government seriously considering it as a way to boost the economy despite potential hurdles and opposition. Thanks to Bella for that fascinating report. And that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics. We'll see you back here tomorrow.